audience will please rise.
Thank you. Be seated.
The court is ready to hear oral argument from petitioner in Benson versus Ford Motor Company.
I represent Robert Benson, next friend of Brooklyn Dawn Benson Manor, who is petitioner in this court, appellee in the 14th Court of Appeals and the plaintiff in the district court. Before I go any farther, I think it's probably appropriate to address the letter that I received late last night, and I understand the court received sometime yesterday afternoon, considering the underlying issues in the case and the documents in the case. I have had an opportunity to confer with Mr. Powers, counsel for Ford, because that letter is a little bit ambiguous to me as to what it means and why it was filed at such a late date. I'm convinced, having talked to Mr. Powers, that he did not know about this until yesterday, but I'm also convinced that the decision was made by Ford to make these documents public last week, and I frankly feel that I don't know enough about issues of mootness and had not had an ample opportunity to research those issues to give the court any assurance about what position we're in at this point in time. But I can tell you that I believe that there is no longer any dispute between Ford Motor Company and myself as to the underlying documents, which was our entire purpose in bringing this to the court, was to make those documents, make sure those documents were public. Ford, if they make the same representation to the court that they made to me out in the hall a while ago, is willing to make all the documents that I think affect public safety public.
So what? Why proceed with the oral argument? The underlying laws.
We postpone the oral argument until everybody's satisfied that that's exactly.
I'm perfectly willing to do that, and that was going to be my request until I have a chance to do some research.
I only have. It would seem appropriate to hear from Ford before having you proceed, but I only have one other question about that, and that is, you first learned of this last night.
I learned of it as we had a storm, Justice Doggett, yesterday in Houston, and I was going to fly, and I decided I had to drive, and I was at home packing up the car. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I received the call. I got in the car and drove to Austin, tried to get somebody up to our office to research the issues that it raised, but it was difficult to do because of the flooding and that type of stuff. Then at 7:30 or 8 last night, I arrived here in Austin. The document itself was delivered to my hotel, and I read it at that point in time, although I was apprised of its contents around 4 hours.
Thank you.
So, to be clear, the underlying lawsuit has been settled, and the documents have been tendered. So there's no...
Ford has represented to me, Justice, that they will make the documents in Judge Cochran's order that she found to be court records public. As of today, but I'd like for Ford to say it on the record.
All right, we'll hear from Mr. Powers then.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. Yes, Ford, all of the documents that are under dispute in this case, whether submitted by the plaintiff or submitted by Ford, in camera in the trial court, all of the documents that the judge in the trial court held were court records, and which were the subject of our appeal into the Court of Appeals. We learned yesterday afternoon, about 2 o'clock, that Ford is, within the last week, decided to make those documents public in other litigation. And if Ford's making those documents public without protective orders and other litigation. We don't feel we can still claim confidentiality in this litigation because they're being made public. And we learned that about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon and apprised Mr. Cook as quickly as we could. That decision, by the way, to produce these documents in other litigation was based on the fact that time has passed since, I think it's been 2.5 years since this litigation. Trade secret material becomes less valuable as time goes on. That decision was also made in connection with other litigation. It was not made by the Benson appeal group, either at Ford or here in Austin. But we are
so prepared. In short, all of the documents that Judge Cochran ordered to be made public, which Ford then contested in the Court of Appeals and got her order reversed, all of those documents will now be made public.
We're not asserting any confidentiality protection, any protective order protection in this lawsuit or in other lawsuits on those documents.
So this
I'm not. If some are in our files, I don't think we're representing that we will. I mean, that our files back at Ford, we're going to send them out to the public. But we are not asserting any.
But the file you file that you file with Judge Cochran for in-camera inspection remain a district court or court of appeals or.
I believe there are some documents that were filed with the records here. These documents.
But anyway, all the documents. I mean, it's not clear. I mean, the reason I'm having trouble with this, and perhaps some other members of the court are as well, your briefing said it wasn't clear from her order what documents were covered and what weren't.
That's correct. We feel on the merits of the case, and if we get to the merits of the case, we'd like to argue as a matter of the law that when documents are identified by categories, there can be ambiguities as to what documents are within the categories and what documents
but
are not.
But has Mr. Cook seen all of these documents?
He has not seen all of the documents.
I mean, it seems to me that what we need to do is for Mr. Cook to see the documents, and then
what's the purpose of seeing the documents? And he's been paid. The underlying lawsuit has been settled over a year ago.
That is, a different issue about the continuing nature of the sealing order and the provisions of Rule 76A, but we don't really even need to reach that if all of these documents, including those filed at this court, you no longer contest the...
We're not representing that all of the documents filed in this court are... public, because Judge Cochran did not...
All of those that are filed here that she ordered to be public.
Whether we produce them in camera or whether Mr. Cook produced them in camera.
I think we've got 18 boxes, and he can have those?
No.
Of what we have here?
No, because when we were contesting some of these documents, we had a hard time determining from the trial judge's ruling which documents were included and which documents weren't. But there were clearly some documents that the trial judge held were not public. For example, the trial judge specifically held that minutes of board of directors meetings were not public.
And those are not subject of dispute.
They're not subject of dispute.
Even if Ford hadn't changed his mind on this subject.
Correct. Those are not subject of dispute in this appeal, but we did include some of those documents in the boxes that were put together.
You are conceding that all of the documents under dispute from whatever source are no longer under dispute.
Correct.
That's all we need to know at this point, subject to Mr. Russell's determination that this is indeed the case. Why are we here? Why don't we postpone
this
until we know?
Action is moot.
I believe it is.
So we have dismissed this proceedings as moot.
Well, I think we ought to
postpone.
We want to make sure Mr. Cook has the opportunity to assure himself that we are in agreement. I believe we are in agreement. I believe Mr. Cook believes we're in agreement. But we certainly don't want him to have to walk out of the court today not sure whether he can check this. We also are, Ford is involved in litigation in the Madden case with Mr. Cook, and I believe that's the next production cycle, and we're going to produce these documents without a protective order in Madden. I believe that's the way Mr. Cook will physically get the documents.
Just as long as we're here, are you counsel aware of any other case that may be coming for us where the interrelationship between 166B and 76A is preserved for our review?
The only case, the answer to that is no. Texas United Education Fund, I believe, he denied the writ, and Chandler versus Hyundai, I believe, there's no writ filed in that case. Those are and Biffle, I believe, there's no writ filed in Lilly versus Biffle. It involves a burden of proof issue, but not quite the relationship as to what kind of hearing you had.
Any other questions? Well, we'll wait to hear from counsel. If we don't hear in a month or so, we'll inquire.
Matt, so 30 days, we should...
Yes. Why don't you respond to our clerk within 30 days?
All right, John. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you, counsel. That concludes the argument on this morning's docket. At least two of these clauses are submitted on briefs and oral arguments, and the marshal will now please adjourn the court.